The media is coming after him. The league is coming after him. And liberals are coming after him. Now, I'm noticing something extremely ironic in the attacks against Morant, who, again, I'm not really a fan of. I can't really stand the guy personally. However, he does have a Second Amendment right, and being stupid is not illegal. I want to address something here, and given my background in sports, I think it's appropriate. Let me give a little context. There is a young basketball player named Ja Morant. He is certainly one of the more talented young basketball players in the league. And just so you understand any bias from me here, I actually can't stand the guy. I think he's an arrogant young punk, and I don't like what he's doing to the game of basketball because I play a lot of ball with young kids, high school kids, college kids, and they try to play like this guy, and it's not pure basketball to me. They throw themselves around. They're going to get themselves hurt. They're going to get other people hurt. I've seen it too many times. And whenever I see these kids talking about how good Ja Morant is or these other young players, I kind of just shake my head, and I'm like, yeah, you really have no idea what basketball greatness is if you think that's greatness. But this is just context, young basketball player. Now, this season has been riddled with personal issues for him. He's had an incident at a park where allegedly he pulled a gun on somebody in self-defense, or his friend had it. He had other incidents following that where he's flashing guns in Instagram videos and Facebook videos. The league took action. And recently, this is now in the off-season. He's in the off-season now. He was in another video with his friend, again, flashing a gun. And so the media is coming after him. The league is coming after him. And liberals are coming after him. Now, I'm noticing something extremely ironic in the attacks against Morant, who, again, I'm not really a fan of. I can't really stand the guy personally. However, he does have a Second Amendment right, and being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA is concerned with their image for obvious reasons, you can understand that. And they're talking about maybe suspending him for an entire season. And if Nike is concerned with their image, which you could understand that, they're talking about dropping his shoe deal. But, you know, I'm finding something extremely ironic here that nobody else seems to want to mention. And you've got liberals in the sports media virtue signaling, I won't let my kids watch Ja Morant. I won't let them buy his shoes. Oh, but when it's made by a Chinese slave for 10 cents or a nickel and you pay $500 for it, that's okay, though. That's okay. But Ja Morant doing silly things with a gun, that's where you draw the line. Oh, okay. And you've got good liberal Jameel Hill. Ja Morant failed the common sense test, and for that, he deserves a lengthy suspension. She writes this for The Atlantic. The Nike app no longer features Ja Morant's signature shoe. There's rumors they may try to dump him. And now the Blexit. Now, okay, so like nobody's coming out in support of Morant here, which, again, I find ironic. Now, Blexit, this is a genius move by Blexit, by the way. Even if maybe they don't even completely politically agree with the stance here, just to counter all the attacks against Ja Morant, genius move. They came out in support of Ja Morant and his Second Amendment rights and the demonization of the image of guns. Now, here's what I find ironic. Again, I'm no fan of Morant, but he has a Second Amendment right, as anybody else does, and being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA wants to have some sort of protocol where you're not even allowed to be seen with a gun, then they can go ahead and become that Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment. But again, here's the great irony. Of all the hemming and hawing about Ja Morant with a gun, of all the hemming and hawing about, oh, you're stupid for showing off a gun, wait a second. Are you going to stop playing rap music at basketball games? Are you going to stop having rap stars and hip-hop stars who sing and do their music about having guns and killing cops? All their music videos feature guns showing off their guns? I'm a little confused here. Why is it that Ja Morant, with a image of a gun, holding a gun in a silly little Instagram video. Why is that the big problem? You guys promote that in all of your culture. All the music you put on TV, all the music you play on the radio, you play in the arenas, the stars you have on the side of the court. But Ja Morant is where you draw the line? Please. Nothing more but virtue signaling, anti-Second Amendment from the left.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.